Chapter 3. The Veils of Maya. The brain is a wonderful mechanism, but it's also deceptive. To guarantee that we don't relax too much, it forces us to strive after forever receding goals. To keep us from settling for daydreams, it begins to project unpleasant information on the screen of consciousness as soon as we stop doing something purposeful. It makes us feel good when we do things that in the past have served survival, but it can't tell us when pleasure trespasses the threshold of danger. Whether we like it or not, it primes us for actions that made sense when people lived in caves, but are now out of place. These are some of the biases built into the machinery of the brain, and in order to gain control of consciousness, we must learn how to moderate their influence. But they are not the only obstacles that stand in the way of freeing the self. We normally allow a whole series of illusions to stand between ourselves and reality, built out of genetic instructions, cultural rules, and the unbridled desires of the self. These distortions are comforting, yet they need to be seen through for the self to be truly liberated. Illusion and reality. A recurring theme in many cultures has been that reality, as it appears to us, is a deceptive illusion. What we see, think, and believe are not the true outlines of the world. Reality presents itself through a series of veils that distort what lies behind them. Most people look at the illusory veils and are convinced they see the truth, but actually they are only deluding themselves. Only by patiently lifting what the Hindu called the veils of Maya, or illusion, do we get a closer glimpse of what life is really about? This idea is not unique to India, however. Many religions and philosophies the world over hold that common sense appearances are deceptive and must be seen through to understand the nature of reality. 24 centuries ago, Democritus is supposed to have said, "Nothing is real, or if it is, we don't know it. We have no way of knowing the truth. Truth is at the bottom of an abyss." Christianity did not deny the reality of the material world, but only its importance.